We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Tfilas HaMincha, Halacha Zayin, and I believe this will be the final shiur of the appendix of Halacha Zayin. We're on page 462, left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page. Rav Nosson Zal says now, V'zeh v'yihyu aniyim b'nei beisecho, v'altar besichem hoisha, ki beis geim yisach Hashem. The pasuk in Mishle connects these two things, that a person should always have poor people in their home, should make poor people be welcome in their home, and they shouldn't talk a lot to women or to their wife, Ho'isha, their wife. Ki beis geim yisach Hashem. V'zeh, and this is what the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, v'ani be'onyi hachinoisi lebeis alekai. David HaMelech says, I, in my state of poverty, I prepared a house for Hashem. Ba'onyi daiko, ki daiko al yidei aniyusi zachisi lahachen lebeis alekai. It's specifically because I was poor, I was humble, I was lowly, that's what gave me the privilege of being able to be the one to prepare the house for Hashem. U'kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, eshkoin esdako, I will reside with the one who is downtrodden. Going back to the pasuk that was quoted in the beginning of this paragraph, ki beis geim yisach Hashem, I believe it means that a house of gaiva, kaviyochel Hashem rejects. Ki al yidei anius v'katnus yochel l'sakin hatzintzumim koroi l'kabel ho'oir ein soif. Because through poverty and humbleness, by a person being small, they have the ability to be able to prepare the tzimtzumim to receive the light, the infinite light of Hashem properly. Shezeh bechinas mandahu ze'er hu rav. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to when it says a person who is small, he is really great. Meaning, he's the one who's best qualified to be able to deal with that great light, with that oyer ein soif, to be able to prepare the right tzimtzumim for it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Kol ha-toyro hi klula bebereshis. The Tikkuni Zohar tells us that the entire Torah is encompassed in the first word, bereshis. Number one, roish bayis. One of the ways that we can, one of the tsirufim of bereshis, one of the combinations of the letters is the two words roish bayis, which is one of the nicknames given to the tzaddik emes, the leader. Beis de bereshis, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Es Hashem. The Beis of the word Bereshis refers to the Beis Yisrael, the Bais, and Beis Reishis. The word Bereshis is also two Reishises. Beis O'ilo or Beis O'tato. One refers to the upper Bais, and one refers to the lower Bais that we've discussed throughout this halacha. Hatzadik yochoy lahagbiya lamala mimadregosoy ki'ilu osa tshuva. Rav Nosson Zal had discussed the fact that the tzaddik has the ability to take a person and elevate that person above the level that they're really on and make it as if the person had done tshuva, as if the person had elevated themselves. This is what brings about an aliyah for these two biases. Despite the fact that the person himself did not really purify all of his midos. This is one of the things that a tzaddik has the privilege for doing for those who are close to him. This is the concept of Yom Kippur, as Rav Nosson Zal had discussed earlier. V'ikra tikkun al yedei hakibutz im horoish amiti shelahem, shu b'chinas roish bayis. And the main tikkun of everything we've discussed is brought about through the gathering together with the tzaddik. All of those students, all of those who come to the tzaddik to join with him. Shehu b'chinas roish bayis. The tzaddik is referred to as this, as the roish of the bayis, the head of the household. K'may shekosuv b'haftoiras b'midbor. As the pasuk says in the Haftorah that we read for Parshas Bamidbor, "V'hoyo b'mkoyim asher yeyomar lahem lo yamiatem, yeyomar lahem b'nei keil choy." That in place of Hashem saying to the Jews, "You are not my people; I've rejected you," Hashem will say, Bnei Kel Choy, you are the children of the living Hashem. Umefarish haposik al yidei ma yizkul azeh, and the posik goes on to explain how will Klal Yisrael be zeichet to this change. Al yidei v'nikbitzu bnei Yisrael, ubnei Yehuda yachdov, by all of Klal Yisrael gathering together, the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes, v'samulohem roish echad, and they will designate one leader, one roish, the tzadik emes, the roish bais. Hainu kanal, as we said before, kaideze yizku hakoil abechinas tshuva, because by doing this, by gathering together under the leadership of the tzadik emes, that's how everyone can be zeichet to tshuva. Shaideze bimkoyma shayom lehem loyam yom lehem bnei kel choy, which will bring Hashem to change. Instead of saying you are not my people, I don't want you, Hashem will say you are the children of the living Hashem. Because this is what will bring about the type of tshuva which changes sins into mitzvahs. And this is the importance of visiting the graves of the really great tzaddikim. Because the tzaddik at that point is in Gan Eden, which is referred to as the Beis Ha'ilah. Ve'ein lohem shum uvda me'olam hazeh, and they're not active in a regular way in this physical world. Ki hayoyim la'asaysam u'mochel ha'kabar schar, because the Pasuk says, today, while you're physically living, you can do mitzvahs. When a person isn't physically living, under normal circumstances, they can't do any more mitzvahs. Rakein shchichi yatir. However, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in another way, the tzaddik is more present in the world after his passing than he was during his physical lifetime. Bishvil toivois Yisrael, for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. V'tekif mi shaloimid halochis shalahem, u'mishtateach al kivrehem, heimal in oisai bebechina hanal. And a person who is zeichet to study their Torahs, the Torahs of these tzaddikim, and to visit their kvorim and to be mispalel there, they elevate that person, as we said before. Ki yesh lohem koyach godol, machmas shehoyu bozeh ha'olam, v'nitzchu ha'melchama koroi. Because these tzaddikim have tremendous power as a result of the fact that they've already been in this world, and they passed their test in this world, and now they're zeichet to be above. Rak afal pikein, tzorech zeho, dam horoitze lestaken al yodam, shieloy al koponim eze sarusa de lesata. The person who wants to receive his tikkun through these tzaddikim has to at least make some isarusa de lesata, some effort on his own, show some initiative. Each and every single time that the person is mechazek himself and he shows his desire to want to be attached to these tzaddikim. Ki ligdulosoi ein cheker. Kimo ish nizbar bahasicha anal, Hashem izborach godol mo'oid, because Hashem's kindness, we have no conception of how great it is. As was explained in the sicha that Rabbeinu Zal had said, that got is grois, mirveis and gor, Hashem is great, we have no idea, which we discussed earlier. Afilu kimo ish nasa imochem, even based on what you're going through and what you've been through, each and every single one of you, Rabbi Nazal said, still Hashem can help you. It's possible for everything to be turned around for the good, for all the bad, all the sins, all the negative, to be converted to good. And this is what the Pasuk says, Omart Lashem Hashem Oto Toivosi Balolecho. The pasuk at the end of chapter 16 in Tehillim, at the end of the first chapter of Tikkun HaKloli, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Havayo Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, as it appears over there, Bechinas Oyer Ein Soif Neged Shar Shemois, represents the name Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolizes the infinite light of Hashem compared to other names of Hashem, which are usually considered to be lower than that name. She'ikor he'orosoi bebechinas ekye, where the main he'ora of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the main way that we receive from Yud Kei Vav Kei is via Ekyeh, which means I will be Kaviyachu, which that name of Hashem represents the beginning of Tzimtzum, Bechinas Beisa Ilah, the upper bias. The beginning of Tzimtzum we discussed earlier was Bina, the Beisa Ilah, the upper Shechina, which is very often referred to by the name Ekyeh. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Nichtav Kan, Ado, the word Ado and then Noi, Nichtav Kan, Ba Aleph Dalet. Right, when it says Omat Lashem Hashem Oto, the second Hashem is spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Bechinas Beisa Tato, Malchus, which represents the lower bias, Malchus. Hainu, She'ato Tzorech, Loimer, LaHashem Hu'etzem, Bechinas Beisa Ilo, a Jew has to say to Hashem. When we say the first Hashem, they were referring to the upper bias, Hashem Oto, the second name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Oto, She'ze Bechinas, Mi Imzois Oila, that I say to the higher name of Hashem that I know I don't access you directly. I do it via the lower name of Hashem, via the Beisa Tato. The concept of me, im zois oila, me being the upper bias, im zois, together with zois being the lower bias, the malchus, both of them being elevated together. And what do I say? I say, toivosi baal olecha, that my good is not necessarily something that I present to you. Ki lo zochisi lahaloisom b'masim toivim sheli shekach yamidu kanal, because I was not zoche to elevate these two biases, which are represented by these two names of Hashem, through my good deeds, which is what's really proper, the way things should be. Aval ani toivosi balolecha, by me, my goodness is not presented directly to you. Ki pogamti, because unfortunately I did all kinds of wrong things. Ach ligdoishim ashebor etzema. However, my hope is, my salvation comes through the kedoshim, the holy tzaddikim who are buried. Ki heim yecholim lahalois lamala meamidois b'chinas yom kippur, because they have the ability to elevate a person above the midois, above chesed gvura tiferes netzachoid, above that venue of tikkun amidos that the person was supposed to be doing on his own, and to elevate him to Yom Kippur, Bechina, which is Bina, which is the eighth level. Bechinas ima oizvas mano lebrato, as the Zohar Kodesh says, the mother has the privilege of providing clothing for the daughter, so that Bina, the mother, has the ability to skip down to Brata, to the Malchus, and provide clothing, provide zechuyos for the Malchus to elevate it. Shezeo bechinas yosis kegibor lorot soirach. And this is what gives the person the ability to be like a gibor, a very strong person, and to run the path that they have to make up for all the lost time when they were far from Hashem. And this is as long as the person is still breathing, as long as the person is still physically alive, they have the ability to do that tshuva, to make up for the lost time and to run. And this is why the word bereishis in the Tikkuni Zohar has many different interpretations. One of them is beis reishis, two reishises, the upper bias and lower bias, and also Roish Bayis, referring to the Tzadik Emes, Sheshneim Nechlolim Yachad. Both of these interpretations, both of these blend together. That it's through the Tzadik Emes, through the Roish Bayis, that both of these Batim have a Tikkun. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude one of the longest halachas in Likutei Halachos. And we conclude Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha.